My dear friends in Christ, when you receive the ashes on Wednesday, or when you receive them here today after Mass, the priest will say in Latin, "Remember, man, that thou art dust, and into dust thou shalt return. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and into dust thou shalt return." My dear friends in Christ, the ashes are a symbol of penance, but they also remind us of the consequences of sin. Because of Adam and Eve's sin, death entered into the world. Because of Adam and Eve's sin, we have to die to pass out of this world. Our body and our soul are separated. Our soul goes on to eternity, and our body returns to dust. After the end of the world, at the general resurrection, our body and our soul will be reunited again. But so too on Ash Wednesday and today, when we give you ashes on your forehead, the ashes should remind us that death is a consequence of sin, and that we have need of doing penance for our sins. The ashes that we use are actually from the palms that were blessed last year on Palm Sunday. So what we do is we burn the palms, so the ashes that we actually use are blessed, but those are from the palms of the previous year. But when it comes to penance, I'd like to focus today on our weakness of our fallen human nature. When we look at the gospel today, when we see the account of our Lord allowing for himself to be tempted, it gives us a better understanding of our fallen human nature. It gives us a better understanding in what areas we need to do penance. But first, I'd like to just mention a few things about the gospel, a few lessons that we should take away. First off, our Lord allowed himself to be tempted. Our Lord allowed for that to happen. Second thing to understand is that the devil was trying to figure out whether or not our Lord was the Messiah. The devil did not know whether or not Jesus was the Messiah. So he was trying to find that out, trying to tempt our Lord. And the third thing I'd like to mention is that we can see from the gospel today that temptations are not sins. So our Lord was tempted in three different ways. And so too for us, we're tempted by the devil in many different ways throughout our day. And keep it in mind, as long as we're doing our very best to avoid the occasions of sin, as long as we remember to pray and reject those temptations that come upon us, no sin is committed. It is only when we give consent to those temptations that it becomes sinful. But when we look at the gospel today more in detail, we see that there are three temptations that our Lord is afflicted with by the devil. The first one that he's afflicted with is the temptation to turn stones into bread. Why does the devil tempt our Lord in this way? First off, our Lord had been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, and he was very hungry, and the devil knew that. The second, the devil knows the weakness of our flesh. He knows we have something that's called the concupiscence of the flesh, or a tendency to commit sins of the flesh. Some examples in general of this tendency or concupiscence of the flesh includes lust, includes sloth, or gluttony. Lust is that inordinate desire of the pleasures of the flesh. Sloth is that spiritual laziness. And then also the gluttony is the overindulging in food or in drink. How do we combat against this weakness that we have, this concupiscence of the flesh? It's especially by our fasting and abstaining and giving up those things that we really enjoy or those sensual pleasures during this holy season of Lent. By fasting and abstaining and giving up those sensual joys like maybe desserts or sugars or candies or pop, by giving those things up, we actually gain a strength of soul. We gain a strength over ourselves. Just in general, if somebody gives themselves over to all of their natural inclinations of their flesh, if somebody gives themselves over to doing everything they feel like doing or wanting to do, they actually become a slave to themselves. They become somebody who cannot control their emotions, somebody who cannot control their actions. They are blown around like a leaf in the wind, and they realize it as well. They feel like a slave to themselves. But so too when we fast and abstain, we gain mastery over ourselves, we gain strength over ourselves, especially to resist the temptations of the flesh. The second temptation that our Lord experienced was that the devil took him to the pinnacle of the temple, to the top of the temple, and he told our Lord, he said, cast yourself down before all of the people, and your angels will bear thee up, will hold thee up. Your angels will prevent you from smashing to the ground to death. Well, this was a temptation that was given to our Lord to appear great before the eyes of men. But spiritual writers tell us that this temptation consists of a weakness that we have called the concupiscence of the eyes. The first one was concupiscence of the flesh. That's what the temptation, the first one the devil was trying to attack. The second one he's trying to attack is called the concupiscence of the eyes. And what does that look like on a daily basis? That would be like avarice. Avarice or greed. That desire to have so many things and have more and more and more. There is a saying that goes, you can never have enough of that of which you do not need. You can never have enough of that of which you do not need. So if we set our hearts on something in this world, and we make that the end in which we seek after, as you attain more of it, what you find is that your heart hungers for more. Your heart is never satisfied. There's never enough. So as we understand the temptation that our Lord experienced by being put on the pinnacle of the temple, we should be aware that we have what's called the concupiscence of the eyes, and that we should be grateful for the things that we have. We should combat this weakness, this avarice that is in all of us by almsgiving. By giving alms and being generous with our time, with our means, and with our support, that really helps us overcome that weakness that is in us. The final temptation that our Lord experienced by the devil after his fasting in the desert was he was taken to the highest mountain in the world, and he was shown around all of the kingdoms. The devil said that our Lord could have all these kingdoms if he would fall down and worship him. So too, this particular temptation was directed at a weakness that what we call is the pride of life. We all have pride in us, and pride is the root of all evil, and we should be striving to fight against it. But this temptation also attacks a couple other areas as well, including envy or jealousy, and then also anger. When it comes to fighting against our pride of life, or that inclination we have to sin, it's very important that we pray and practice humility. When we are faced with temptations or trials, the first thing that we have to do is turn to prayer. As soon as you recognize the temptation is coming upon you, we should pray and plead to our blessed mother and ask her for help. She will be there to help us and to guide us. But what oftentimes happens is we are slow to pray. The devil knows that if he were to tempt us all at once with a great temptation, that we would recognize his hand. We would see what he's trying to do, and we would reject him right away with prayer. The devil is very cunning and wise. He knows how to, in a sense, put one straw on the camel's back at a time, or one hair on the camel's back. So almost as if we don't realize what he's doing until it's too late. But that's why it's important that we pray our daily prayers. That's why it's important when you recognize the temptation, that you pray right away, and that you do your best to get away from it as far as possible. The last thing I want to do now is try to give you some indications of when you are being tempted by the devil. Because the devil tempts us, just like our Lord allowed himself to be tempted. And there are signs, there are indications when the temptations that you experience are coming from the devil. But one thing I want to mention before saying those signs or indications is that we should not be afraid, that we should not be downcast, we should not be sad by the fact that the devil tempts us. God allows the devil to tempt us because that gives us an opportunity to pray, to practice humility, to show God that we love him above all things in this world. It gives us an opportunity to grow in grace and acquire many treasures for heaven. But also remember that we have our good angel. We have a guardian angel who stands there next to us and is always ready and willing to help us against these assaults. So there are our six signs that St. Ignatius has given us or told us that can be used to identify when the devil is tempting us. And I will just mention these in general. The first one is sadness. The second one is regret. The third one is impediments. The fourth one is disturbance. The fifth one is false reasonings. And the sixth one is discouragement. Well, how am I going to remember all of those things? Well, we can group some of them together, my dear friends in Christ. We can group together sadness, regret, and disturbance. If we feel sad or disturbed, or we have a regret in our heart that causes us to lose our peace of soul, a disturbance, and you don't know why, you can't explain why, it's a good indication that the devil is near. The devil is the prince of sadness. He will be eternally sad, eternally miserable. And what he wants to do is he wants us to be sad. He wants us to lose that peace of soul. He wants us to sink down in regret from our past faults and failings. Why does he want this? He wants this because he knows that it's hard for us to practice virtue when we're sad. It's hard to practice virtue when we're downcast, or we're filled with regret, or we're disturbed. But when it comes to the impediments and false reasonings, the devil oftentimes tries to trick us, tries to put before our minds false reasonings for committing sins or giving into temptations. For example, he might tempt somebody to break their fast. He might tempt somebody to have meat on a day where they're not supposed to. And he'll use false reasonings like, oh, well, it's not a big deal, it's nothing small, or, you know, you need this. But so too, you know, when we stop and pray, try our best to get away from that temptation, we realize right away that that was not true, that false reasoning that the devil tries to put in our mind was not true. The last thing I think we are all fairly common with knowing, and that is discouragement. The devil tries to discourage us. He tries to make practicing virtue seem too hard. What the devil wants is he wants you to stop praying. If he can get you to stop praying, praying your daily prayers, praying in the face of temptation, he basically has won. Because it's only through prayer, asking God for help and strength and grace, that we're going to overcome his trials and temptations. So my dear friends in Christ, we must persevere in prayer. Even when it is most difficult, when our duties or trials seem so hard, the cross that is upon us is very difficult, that is when we have to multiply our prayers. That's when we have to pray the most. Dear Jesus, I don't feel like praying right now, but please help me to pray well, you know, whatever the situation and trial might be. It is through prayer that we will attain our salvation. St. Alphonsus Liguori tells us that if somebody prays that they will save their soul, that if it is certain that if somebody does not pray, they will lose their soul. So my dear friends in Christ, prayer is so very important. My dear friends in Christ, as we consider the gospel today, we see the temptations that our Lord had faced. Let us remember that temptations are not a sin. Even though they might be very difficult to handle, let us have recourse to prayer. Do our very best to get away from the occasions of sin. But remember, temptations themselves are not sins. It's important that when it comes to the ashes that you receive, that these are a sign of penance, a reminder that we have to do penance for sin. That death came into the world because of sin, and it is a punishment for sin. Let us do our very best to multiply our prayers during this holy season of Lent, but also offer up many penances and sacrifices where we make atonement for our sins. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and into dust thou shalt return. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.